Your construction smells of corruption. I manipulate to recreate this air to ground saga. Gotta launder my karma. Gotta launder my karma.
Come on, baby, tell me. Yes, we can freeze. Come on, come on, come on. All right, everybody, we're back again.
We are back.
Hoping all of you, and Tim had just said, we are back. All right, now he's close to the mic, too.
What's going on, Chuck?
Good to see you again, Chuck. Hoping you are doing fabulously and everybody else listening is doing fabulously, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I mean, I still wish for it anyways. Well, you know what I mean?
Who are you wishing to?
I'm wishing for everybody listening.
No, who are you wishing to?
Oh, who am I listening to?
Wishing it to.
Thank you, Chuck, for sending the gift. I'm wishing it to anybody listening to us.
Well, you say, dear so-and-so. You say, dear Jesus, dear God. You say, what? You're wishing it to who?
You have
to wish it to somebody.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
It is a thing.
Maybe.
You just wish it like a little kid you blow on a dandelion and wish?
Wait, so you're saying dear Jesus doesn't sound like wishing like a little kid?
It does not. And be careful if you're sitting too close to me. I don't want to get struck by lightning.
that's it. I'm sure.
Because he is a vengeful God.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
I could put in some good words for you, but, you know, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
Before, you know.
Really? Yeah, when it comes
to. He's going to say, you know what, Tim, at some point, what do you want me to, you know. How much forgiveness is in me?
There you go.
And I said, I thought there was an infinite amount. And then you know what he would say? At least someone's listening, Tim. Thank you. You restored my faith in humanity.
Is that right?
That's
is that what he would say?
I know that's what he would say. You know why?
He
told me last week that's what he would say.
Oh, so you talk to God.
Talk to God all the time.
Or wait, do you talk to Jesus?
Same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like if someone were to talk to you,
yeah,
right, and say, hey, what would Tim think? We'd basically share the same mind.
Yeah, I know what you would think.
So,
even
right.
if we wouldn't agree on something, I
right.
know what you would think.
Yeah. So, that's all I'm saying. You got to help me help you.
Okay.
You know?
Are you trying to convert me?
I'm trying to convert you.
Kind of sounds like this is where it's going.
Nope. It is not.
That's
good. Just a question of where, what you say, you know, I hope everybody's doing good. You know.
I'm just wishing that to everybody.
Oh, good. You could wish that to who, though?
I'm not saying it to anybody, just wishing it for
everybody. That's all. It's a question, honey.
Yeah.
You don't have to get mad at me.
Well, I'm not mad.
God doesn't like that either, when you get
Is
mad
that
at
right?
me. He doesn't like people ganging up on me, especially his wife.
Oh, man.
So what's going on, Chuck?
Good to see you again.
Yeah. What the hell song was that too, by the way?
Oh, that was, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's,
Just working. All right.
That's okay.
Working on what?
Hopefully doing something fun, or hopefully it's a job you enjoy.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's called Battle Flag, and I'm trying to remember the band it's by. Just a second.
Right. No problem, Chuck.
Low Fidelity All-Stars.
Okay.
That's a song that's like 20 years old.
Okay.
But I liked it. I've always liked that song.
Good to know.
Yeah. It's fun.
I'm sure they'll be happy too.
I'm sure. I hope Low Fidelity All-Stars is still out, you know, killing it on stage.
Sure they are.
In the studios. And Chuck says, can't call you. I'm at work. That's all right.
Yeah.
Hoping you're enjoying the job.
Call in, but he has to work, so but he's still listening, so that's all that counts.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
We do, for sure.
Yes.
And that's his car, so you might as well keep that.
Oh yeah, that's what I was going to save his number in my phone,
oh, okay.
Save his email. I'll do that in just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We got our taxes done.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Indeed. Yeah, it's always good stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's one. I don't know if Bernie's gotten in touch with you, but did you see that a man set fire outside of Bernie Sanders' office?
Did a few things to Bernie's office.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he tried to do... What's up, Hugh Janus?
Good to see you again, Hugh Janus. But what did he try to do?
I think he tried to pull the fucking flaming paper bag off, too.
Wait, flaming paper bag?
Yeah, you lay up a bag full of turd. You lay it on fire, so when somebody goes to put it out, they get turd all over their shoes.
Oh, so
you never heard of that?
I've heard of that before.
Oh.
That seems like that's a very immature prank.
Hey, it's a timeless prank.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So this guy lit a bag full of poop. on fire.
I think he did a few things.
Okay.
But he didn't look like he was firing on all cylinders either.
Yeah. Well, I would think if he's lighting poop on fire in a paper bag, that probably goes hand in hand with maybe not firing on all cylinders.
If I remember correctly, they have him on camera.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I know they have him on camera. But if I remember correctly, he wasn't wearing a shirt, which was even funnier.
Wow. Wow. This guy. All right, this should be the picture for tonight's episode. I need to get a picture of this guy. Probably if he's on security cam for, with his shirt off. Does he have the flaming bag of poop in his hands?
I don't know. I don't know when it captured.
Okay, because I know you. It sounds like you've seen more of this than I have.
No, I just saw the article and kind of chuckled. I said, "Yeah, I got to talk to him about that."
Yes, definitely.
So let me see. I'll look it up. So if anybody's typing,
yeah, we're not ignoring
Ernie Sanders' office, New Hampshire, New Hampshire office.
All right.
Oh, they arrested him.
Arson fire. Yeah. Yep, I see.
Let me just do images because I'm sure it's easier to.
And little man is—he seems to be worked up
he
about
is
it.
He's going fucking nuts.
He's wrestling. With
he don't
my
like
backpack.
Nobody messing with Bernie.
No, you he know? Does not. Is Bernie your friend, little man?
He does not like it.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Uncle Bernie. He will fuck you up.
Just wow.
Let's see. Let me just.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah. No, I could have sworn it was at night. They had a picture of him and it was at night. Maybe it was one of many.
Maybe.
I'll find it. I don't have time to be off the page of Podbean.
Yeah.
So that's not cool, man.
But that's something. I was half expecting that Bernie was going to visit us because of that.
Look, he's probably tracking down the suspect, too.
Probably. Oh, they didn't catch the suspect.
Well, no, they did, apparently. Well, see, now I get to bust his balls. Don't tell him when he comes in. I'm going to just be relentless.
Oh, how's
that liberal policy of yours working? Huh?
Liberal policy?
That liberal fucking policy of yours, huh?
Now, which liberal policy are you talking about?
Aren't we just going to let this poor deranged man go?
No, that's not how it works.
Why not? He didn't hurt anybody.
He set a fire, which could have really hurt somebody.
But he didn't. Did it, Bernie?
He set a fire.
You want him in jail now?
He set a fire. He at least needs to be in some kind of mental health facility.
Well, we'll see what Bernie says. Him and his fucking liberal fucking cohorts.
That's something. It's really something. Because it sounds like this is an attack on me, too.
No, it's I'm antagonizing him. I want to
see
how far I can push him until he fucking snaps.
What are you hoping he's going to snap and do?
I'm not even sure of myself. That's what the best part is. You know me, honey. I'm better off the cuff.
It's true.
Even though I'm thought out, you know, pretty well thought out of, like, what the next move could be.
You can.
I do like to surprise myself, you know.
You do. I was going to say, you just open your mouth and it just comes out.
Depending on what it is.
Oh, man. Either way, it ends up being fun to listen to.
I hope so. And my daughter and her friend was over the other day, which was awesome.
That was so nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
She's from Texas.
It was nice getting to meet her.
Her friend's from here.
Yeah.
And she's technically a neighbor.
It's
true. Just like a block, same neighborhood,
yeah,
but like
generally.
A block over would be like not a neighbor, but she still would be close.
She's a little closer to Times Square than we are, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or like she's
or
just 59th
north. Street, I thought.
She's just north of Times Square. We're west of Times Square. Yeah.
So yeah, I get to really lay into Bernie about his
liberal policies.
Yeah, he's like, see that? Another one, what is that? Who went after, I have to do my homework before I really start busting his balls.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Didn't, it was somebody, I think, a conservative guy, his office got fucked up.
I don't know.
So I could just be like, hey, I'm keeping a score of, you know, who's next?
Okay.
It has to be independent persons. Right?
Okay. I suppose I could see that.
Now, I would say...
Oh, thanks for liking the show, Chuck.
I would say AOC's office.
How come?
Oh, I would tear that down. Oh, I'd set fire to it. Oh, you mean her office?
There you go.
Oh, I'd set fire close to home.
She's cute. She's cute.
I'd set fire close to home before she got married, but...
Are you hoping that AOC's going to jump out of that birthday cake for you with me?
Look, I can't tell you, because then it would ruin the surprise, but I don't think, you know, I think you know...
Oh, I know you.
...the best presents one can get. And AOC, that little firecracker, I could see her in a bathing suit, a red, white, and blue bathing suit with stars and, you know, like a flag. If you were to take the American flag and make it like a bathing suit.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. No, you don't want her jumping out naked.
You have to have a little bit of, you know, class, honey. You just can't hit the ground running like that. Now, you could address her, perhaps.
Yeah. You want me to address her?
Both can.
While we're not dressed. Okay.
Both can. Right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then I can, you know. What?
Just wow. I'm loving this, how you're actively trying to set this up.
Well, I know she, you know, her and her husband listen to the show once in a while.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Mr. the man, of course, who's married to AOC.
Mr. AOC,
I could see that. Know that we're not actively trying to break up your marriage.
No, it's not. They're not married yet, technically.
Well, I thought they were married.
I don't think so.
Okay, I thought they were.
Why are you ruining this for me? You're ruining it before you even started, honey.
I ruin everything, don't I?
No. It's, you know, I had this whole thing planned and
didn't
have to fucking rain on my parade like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, well, you know what? I am actively going to try to make it happen, baby.
All right, well.
I am.
You know, because technically I don't think she had a bachelorette party.
Well, you would make an excellent bachelorette party.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome, Buface. No, she's not married.
See? Yeah. I told you. And Mr. AOC's been putting it off long enough, so I think he doesn't mind, or, you know, the way things go, that, you know, she needs a break every now and then. She needs to let her hair down.
Of course.
Look at Boebert. Did you see the pictures of Boebert at the Republican soiree over here?
Apparently she's not doing well.
No. Listen.
Hear
me out. You know, there's the Republican fundraiser.
Yeah.
What's the place across the street from Grand Central? Citronelli or whatever?
You
know what I'm talking about, right? Google it.
I do, yeah.
I'll get the name of it.
Yeah.
But let me show you the pictures.
It starts with a C, yeah.
Yeah. And it was on Billions. They say the name of it on Billions and everything. So, of course, she's there and apparently is rubbing elbows with, who's the one, the real scumbag one?
Which one?
Well,
there are a lot of real scumbags.
George Santos.
Okay.
He was there.
Yeah.
Okay, he fucking showed up.
Of course.
Right. She was like hanging out with him.
Of course.
All right. And and a couple times, you know, when you want to take pictures with somebody, there's a certain je ne sais quoi. Like, you kind of wait your turn, especially if you're Trump, you kind of have to wait your turn until you get in front of him. You know,
okay.
Right? Everybody wants to take a picture of Trump, so you're kind of going to have to stand around and wait. Honey, if you're at that place, yeah, you are.
If you want to go to the GOP fundraiser, then yeah.
So could you just hear me out?
Yeah.
Everybody has to, you're there for whoever you pay all their thousands of dollars because you want that person to win. You want at least a fucking picture with them, right? So you can't just like knock people over to get that picture.
Yeah.
You gotta stand in line, when you get your picture, you're fucking done. You get one, maybe 30 seconds of his time, tops, or her time, tops. You know, tops. And you move on. with that said.
Okay.
It's actually, I know how you feel about her, but it's actually kind of sad. You know, she's going through a divorce. You know, she's got a restraining order with the husband. The kids are the kids are always the victims.
Yeah.
Where is it? Razor. Let me see. Because I saw it, and I was just like, oh, it's horrible. Here it is. Are you ready?
Let's see it.
All right, hold on. No, see, they don't even have that picture. Hold on. There's, maybe it was in the salon. They had to cut her off at the bar.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
But
she was
wait,
drunk.
Yeah, but yeah. No, she. But you have to see these fucking pictures. Of
really?
The ones I saw, no matter how bad you don't like her, you're almost like feeling very bad for her. Because, I don't mean to be laughing. Just, wait.
I'm looking it up. Lauren Boebert drunk.
Oh, wait. There was, hold on, here we go, wait, there's one, right?
Yeah.
But there's worse ones. There's one, they might have fucking took them down.
And that's something.
I actually think it was from the Post. I got it from the Post.
And I see a picture of Trump with his arm around her with a thumbs up, grinning like this whole, I was going to say Cheshire Cat. Like, no, he looks like a horn dog.
No.
Right next to her right now. Look at this. He looks like a horn dog.
But hun, yeah. Listen to me. From what I read, that he had to say, okay, get out of here. Like, he was pushing her away, like,
wow.
Enough already.
That bad.
But wait, there was...
yes, I see. She got drunk and begged for selfies.
Yeah, but wait, there was one or
cut
two...
off by bartender.
Yeah, how bad is that when the bartender cuts you off?
That's something.
Yeah, there was two...
Cipriani
it's called.
Oh, okay. I always was heard it was called Cipriani.
Cipriani.
All right.
Again, I felt so, really feel, honest to God, felt bad for her because I'll find this picture. If I just don't want to leave listeners hanging by me saying and all.
Yeah.
But this picture of her was very sad because I'll show it to you. It was like this. Guys at the bar.
Yeah.
Again, he was tall.
Yeah.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
He had a beard and kind of that.
Yeah, I see it.
Put what? That one, yeah. Oh my God, like she, it's that whole look. Come up and see me sometimes. It is so.
That's what that is.
But honey,
and look
that,
at this long, and like, I don't know which one I'm going to get first.
But look, go back to that other one.
Yeah.
Look at his expression. He knows what's being projected his way, and he's kind of like,
yeah,
I'm
nope.
6'8",
nope.
And I'm fucking like, I want to crawl out of my skin.
Yeah. Like, nope.
But
nope,
all
nope,
things
nope.
Considered, you are, I know you're going to say no, but I do kind of feel bad for her. Like, she's obviously like that lonely and that insecure to where she's picking up fucking dudes at a bar. And this is work.
We're trying to,
no,
yeah.
This is work.
Yeah, it is.
It should be considered work function.
You would think.
Or at least have some, like I said, a little bit of, hey, my name is so-and-so, here's my card if you ever need anything or something.
Yeah.
Not this. This is, are you fucking kidding me? Even if his thought was, I want to, let me saunter up to the bar near her and lay my game down.
Nope.
Guess what? He won't anymore because she's acting like such a fucking...
Desperate.
I don't know, that's
desperation.
But that
she's trying to pose when she clearly can't pose.
But again, it's such a sad thing for me to see, like, wow, that poor lady. See, you're ruthless, but I'm a little bit more like, wow, I can feel bad for her.
I mean, you see, I get it. Clearly, she clearly has problems. But the whole thing as far as, like, oh, I feel so bad for her, she's a hateful person who has been legally passing hate and trying to legally pass even more hate. I know.
I know, but...
I know you can.
But... By... maybe that's why she does it. Because she doesn't think anyone loves her. I'm not trying to make excuses for her. But that picture, we'll post it as our episode picture.
We could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and let the people for themselves decide. But that picture, I really kind of like, wow. Like, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, is she up for re-election or something?
Yeah.
If she loses.
And her people don't like her, so she's trying to move around.
If she loses.
Yeah.
Which is a good possibility, because when you have that many things going on in your life, obviously you have a problem with booze.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
You hear me? Maybe more? Maybe more, what's the word? What's the word? Not,
Maybe more pastimes.
Maybe more avenues to be addicted.
Entertained.
Entertained, right.
Yeah.
With that said, would you have to improve, make self-improvements like that on that level? That's a full-time job in and of itself.
Yeah.
Just taking care of yourself, getting yourself back to normal is a full-time job within and of itself. Now, you have, obviously you have to do that. Now you're going to ask to take care of people in a state. I don't think you can do all that.
No.
I think you're going to make the existing problems you have worse. Plus, you have a divorce case you have to deal with, which what you say your ex is abusive, which... Apparently, that's been...
I didn't hear anything about
that. Oh, yeah. Apparently, he's real. And apparently, she is, too. I guess there's a mutual restraint.
Wow.
Whatever. But, and again, there's kids involved. They're older, but, you know, how do you think they feel?
Embarrassed, I would hope.
Just, at both of them. I'm not just picking on her. I'm sure with the dad, too, they're kind of like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's
something like you'd said a few minutes ago.
You feel bad. I mean, I do.
Well, you'd said, I mean, I honestly don't, but you'd said a few minutes ago the whole thing like, well, maybe the reason she basically actively tries to pass and promote so much hate is because she doesn't feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know they say the same thing about serial killers, right?
Lauren filed for divorce in May. Oh, he was arrested on... in January, this past, 4 months ago, on charges stemming from arrest from restaurant incident.
Wow.
Oh, he was cleared a Wednesday of domestic violence allegations after her ex-husband recanted his claim that she punched him during an altercation in a restaurant where they'd come to try to get on better terms. See, I believe that she actually hit him.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
it. Yeah.
He also is accused of getting into a physical fight with the couple's 18-year-old son and taking out a rifle as the teen called authorities. That I believe, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
I believe most, and again, it probably shouldn't be all of it, but in a household like that.
Yeah.
And again, she's very pro-gun. I'm very pro-gun. But I also know that in that kind of chaos to where the mom's clearly has a drinking problem. The father clearly has a drinking problem. The 18-year-old, it shouldn't be on him, but I guarantee he tries to hide shit like the guns and stuff like that.
He might.
Because the dad's pulling out fucking guns, but yeah. Thank
Jonathan
you, Jonathan.
Jonathan says, yep, thanks for joining
us,
Jonathan.
But again, I feel bad for the both of them because it's a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And of course, the kid. Because the kid has no, you know... You can't go with mom. You can't go with dad. I don't even know where the grandparents are. I would be like, can I go stay with grandma and grandpa?
There you are.
Can I stay with a friend?
Or he's 18. Maybe he's just off on his own.
Yeah, but that's really hard.
It is. I don't disagree.
Especially because, you know what? If she's a boozer and I don't know what the husband does, I guarantee you he's a fucking no-show job somewhere.
He might be.
No, I shouldn't say that. But let me see. You see Bobert profession.
But just wow. I'm just
oil and gas industry. You know what that means?
Wealthy. It
doesn't mean anything. He made $478,000 last year.
Okay,
yeah. Here you go.
That's considerable.
I knew this word was going to be in there. When you hear oil and gas, worked in the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
The word consultant is in there somewhere. Sure as shit. Last year, working as a consultant for an energy firm. Let me guess, in a firm that wanted to do more business in the state where she was. Where the governor is she?
No, she's a, all right,
whatever.
She's a senator.
So, okay, fine.
Or, yeah.
That I guarantee fucking tea, that's,
yeah.
That is that whole, he's a consultant or a contractor or whatever. But what skill does he have?
For consultants, you have to be able to talk. That's what it
is. You're a salesman.
Yeah.
Again, I was a consultant.
There you go.
Basically, what I did for computers, I was a computer consultant. I knew about computers. For HP, but they hoard me out to whatever company they wanted. And I knew it.
Like freelance.
Yeah. But I actually knew what the fuck I was doing. And that's why they would send me to like brokerage houses because it was, those guys were maniacs and I'm a little high strung myself. And I know about the financial markets.
Yeah.
They're not going to send me to a pharmaceutical company because those people are like, oh, my printer doesn't work. Those guys go to lunch. And then deal with the printer afterwards. No,
okay.
You gotta fucking you gotta take care of that shit fucking now.
Okay.
These motherfucker traders can't print.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus,
you told
fucking
me.
You know.
You told me.
Ain't
exactly.
Nobody calm in that fucking world.
Oh man.
You know.
Oh yeah, she's in Congress. That's what it is, not Senate.
Even when they are here, there's overnight markets. There's London markets. There's fuck. Hey, Rocky, what's going on?
Good to see you, Rocky.
Were your ears ringing today, Rocky? Hold on. I have to go to another page, Rocky, but I want to keep talking because I told Jolynn I was really pissy today.
He was wound up.
I was wound up, and I know why. Because I fucking saw this guy. That I saw this article. I didn't even read the whole thing. I was just so angry. I tried to blow it off, and I thought I did, but I know I was a little more cranky than I should have been on the bus, and I know why, because this fucker here, let me see, I might have gotten it off of Drudge, let me see, yeah, it might have been Drudge, give me a second, I'm not on the Podbean tab, but yeah, this guy fucking really... And again, everybody's gonna side with me. I gotta get to this fast. I should have seen this. Wolf mouth. Shutsy, it's her name. There we go. Jesus fucking Christ. A Wyoming man, okay? Rocky, ready for this and everybody else? A Wyoming man. I want to make sure everyone knows this motherfucker's name. Okay? It's out of Daniel, Wyoming. His name is Cody Roberts. He lives in Daniel, Wyoming. He fucking had a wolf. Okay? He put red duct tape around its fucking muzzle. Brought it around fucking to like a local house, you know, put it in front of everybody's fucking face and like made fun of it and all this shit. And they were, they put fucking coats and other clothing items on the fucking thing. And then they showed it off around town before they fucking killed it. All right. So, and you should see a picture of this fucking wolf. You know, kill the fucking thing and eat it, but don't be such a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Cody Roberts of Daniel, Wyoming.
All right, I'm gonna save that. That's going
yeah.
in the title. Cody Roberts of Daniel, Wyoming.
Yeah, real piece of shit.
Yeah, and he's grinning. He is absolutely grinning with that
so
picture.
That's why, like, what
an awful
fucking,
human. What an awful human being.
I'm all for, you know, you have to, if you, there's no need for that fucking behavior. No
yeah.
need.
It's abuse. So Cody Roberts of Daniel, Wyoming.
Yeah, I really hope this month. Yeah. See, Rocky's in?
I see that he needs a beat down, needs to beat down unconscious, at the very least.
Unconscious with his fucking mouth taped shut with duct tape.
I get that. Well,
he
needs to be arrested for animal abuse, too. He needs to do time for this. I'm thinking a beat down, yes, a beat down would be warranted, but he needs to do time for this.
He needs to be thrown in wherever fucking state jail.
Yeah. In Wyoming.
With any Latin gang.
Why Latin?
Let the Latin gang know what he did to a wolf.
Yeah, okay. I could see that.
Justice will be served.
I would hope so. Duct tape keeps the screaming down. Yeah, there you go. With this, Cody Roberts, yeah. Man, but what a horrid human being. And again, this picture of him, he's just grinning next to him. You could see just this wolf that just looks like he's trying to disappear in himself. This poor thing.
But I want to definitely let everyone know this motherfucker's name.
Yes.
So he has nowhere to go. Cody Roberts. He looks a chubby motherfucker, gray haired, short gray hair. Stocky.
Yeah.
Real piece of shit.
Yeah.
He probably has dentures, but black shoes, definitely not work boots. Probably.
Poor wolf. Look at that poor wolf. Look, that wolf just looks so beaten down.
Hit with snowbell.
Snowbell.
He ran down the wolf with a snowmobile back at the end of February. Instead of killing the animal, he kept the wolf and took it back to his home, then to a bar, before finally taking it out behind the bar and killing it.
Why? Somebody had been cited and fined for being in possession of a live wolf, but didn't release the person's name. Just, wow. A fine really doesn't sound like
a Sublette County Court civil records, however, show that, look, and thank God for this fucking CowboyStateDaily.com.
All right.
Local resident Cody Roberts, 42, was cited that day, and Adam Hymas was the investigating agent. Thank you, Agent Hymas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Game and Fish spokesman Brianna Ball sent Cowboy State Daily a statement about the case via email Tuesday.
There you go. An anonymous reporting party notified the Wyoming Game and Fish Department that an individual was alleged to be in possession of a live wolf. The reporting party notified the department on March 1st, 2024. According to the investigation, the individual possessed the live wolf on 2/29/24. The individual was hunting when he first came across the wolf in the predator zone and intended to harvest it. However, the wolf was transported alive back to his residence and later to a business in Daniel, Wyoming. The individual euthanized the wolf later that day. The individual was cited for violating Chapter 10, importation and possession of live, warm-blooded wildlife, according to Game and Wildlife, Game and Fish. He was fined a $250 penalty. That's it?
Hold on. Because killing a wolf in one of Wyoming's predator zones is legal, it means they may be killed at any time without a bag and no hunting tags. That's totally different.
Yeah.
I think.
Mark Green says some states it is illegal to have wildlife. Yeah.
Yeah. I get if I see a wolf, it's big, it's near my property, or attacking my sheep, or hey, I'm fucking hungry. I want fucking wolf meat.
Yeah.
I shoot it. I kill it.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Hunting. Yeah.
You use the pelt for a coat or whatever, or blankets.
Yeah.
You use the whole animal.
Yeah.
You do your little thing to the earth. Thank you for giving me this, feeding
you
my family.
And you can use every part.
You give the praise to the, you do what's right and the right thing.
Spoken like a true Native American. Yes.
But to do what he did, to chase, first of all, you chase it down with your snowmobile.
Yeah.
Right there. No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, there's a call for more charges.
Of course.
Regulation will also make mistreatment of this wolf not illegal under Wyoming's laws. While people can be charged with cruelty to animals, that only applies to pets and domestic animals, not predators like wolves.
Why not?
Even so, there's been a loud and emotional outcry to charge robbers for cruelty, including a pair of animal rights groups lobbying Sublette County officials to level harsher penalties in the case. Let me see.
In a letter, Animal Wellness Action in the Center for the Humane Economy write, Robert's action clearly warrant a punishment more severe than the $250 ticket he received for possession of live wildlife. Such an anemic response on the part of law enforcement will be seen by some as a tacit approval of his crime and can only motivate others other like-minded individuals driven by hatred of wolves to engage in similar repugnant behavior. Absolutely.
Well, what I think too.
What's that?
Is he gets his hunting license and gun license revoked. He can no longer own a weapon.
There you
go. A gun. You know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't know how to use it.
Okay. All right.
Right.
I get that. Whereas I'm just thinking he'd be dangerous with it. Because clearly he has
he doesn't know how to use it.
Well, I see what you're saying, but I'm also saying he also has a history of abuse.
But that's not going to get the gun away from him. What I'm saying is if he had all the opportunity to shoot it and move on with his life, he didn't use it. So what that tells me is he's not responsible enough. Yeah. Thank you, Rocky. Wildlife felony.
Exactly.
And again, that's leave it. And I think not to put words in Rocky's mouth, but a lot of times when you charge somebody, say, with a wildlife felony or even a third degree misdemeanor, however you want to say it. That's why they say a lot of times to charges range from, say, $1 up into $10,000 and 10 years in jail.
Okay.
So it gives the judge a lot of, I hit the wrong button. It gives the judge a lot of leeway to how he wants to give sentence.
Okay, what the punishment is.
Knowing if this motherfucker is up before me all the time or he's just an asshole, he's going to throw the book at him. But
he does this.
If it's,
he's known for this.
Right, yeah. What's up, Rock?
Hey, guys. Listen, people don't understand that when you do something like that, and especially if he doesn't have a wolf tag and he takes possession of a wolf and not kill it, okay, he could lose his license indefinitely, or in some instances they pay a big fine and they get the license back in 5 or 10 years. It's called poaching.
Oh yeah.
And you have to pay a restitution for the wolf. Okay. In other words, they have a set amount of money for each species that you take, like big game, and a wolf is considered big game in Montana. I know.
Okay.
And that can screw you on everything as far as hunting and fishing.
Yeah. And they should. But Rock, I'm saying, I'm wondering, because like I was saying, how, they should definitely take his rifle privileges away because he ran this fucking thing down with a snowmobile. So he didn't know how to use his gun. It's not like he tried to shoot it while it was attacking him.
Nope.
And that's the only recourse he had from a rabid wolf.
Yeah.
Well, the thing you also have to look at, too, is what was the age of the wolf? Was it a yearling that might not have been able to fight or know how to fight and it just submitted to him?
It seemed like a big wolf. Like, I saw the pictures of it. It looked like
this picture breaks my heart.
It does, but
it really does.
And he's holding looks like a beer, but it does look like a fairly sized, a full grown wolf.
Yeah.
Well, a full grown wolf can get up to 180 pounds.
It looks pretty, maybe 150, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell with all the fur. But again, he ran it over with a snowmobile. That would incapacitate most animals.
Yeah.
And well, he might have also knocked it senseless and decided to take it home and duct taped it up and carried it back to the house. And by that time, the wolf was like so damn scared it don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy should have the book thrown at him and put him in state penitentiary with the daggone general population. They know how to take care of those kind of people.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what? Joel and I were, because I was really cranky on the bus going to get the taxes done, and it was, I had no idea, it had nothing to do.
Just put that link there. You can see a picture of this poor wolf with this guy. But you were saying, sure,
to me. That, yeah, we're going to do taxes, and I wasn't pissy because we had to do taxes, because that's render under Caesar kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it just came to me, and I'm like, oh, you, Julian, you know, I know why I'm pissed off now, or just in a pissy mood. And of course, I opened my mouth, and then she said, why? I'm like, well, I really want to know, because it just, I fucking hate, it's one of the first things I see in the morning, is going to set the tone for my fucking day.
Yeah.
You know,
but this whole thing, like, if you see, if yeah, Rocky, if you click on that link,
I'm
you
sure
take
he's
like, yeah,
because he said it was all over social media.
But. Yeah,
Tim, just for your viewers, I trap here in Montana, and our law is if you have a trapped animal, you must dispatch it immediately upon finding it.
All right,
and you're not allowed to leave them set for more than 48 hours before you. You can check your traps, because some guys have long lines. They'll have a 150-mile line in their, and that's their mainstay is the pellets.
Wow. That's,
you know, awesome. And but the thing of it is that there's different, you know, different things involved, different traps. It's not all of them foothold traps. Some of them are snares. Some of them are body traps. Some of them are cages. You got 48 hours to check them, but upon arrival on the trap scene, you have to dispatch the animal. And that's just because, you know, you're doing a service for the cattlemen if you're doing wolves, and for the hunters because wolves eat deer also.
Yeah.
But there's, he didn't show any ethnicity, and he didn't show any compassion.
No.
And that's
there's
what it's about.
Morality
really isn't played here. What it is, the efficacy of trapping is you dispatch the animal and stop its anguish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you do it ethically. Okay. Yeah. But really, if you want to look at it morally, you know, that's neither here nor there. They can be interpreted by whoever's around at the time. But what you're doing is you're harvesting and controlling populations of animals that are overabundant, you know, like I do a lot of raccoons and beaver and muskrats because they're tearing up farmland and tearing down trees and stuff.
Okay.
And coyotes, the same thing. They're eating cows right now. Coyotes are out there eating cow baby calves right now because we're going
that.
Through our calving season.
Yeah, exactly. It is dinner.
But again, getting back to, you know, certain, there's certain laws that are on the books that man has on the books, right? And there's certain unwritten laws.
Well, like what's socially acceptable?
No,
that kind of
what's
thing?
Just laws that don't need to be on books. Like,
yeah,
you don't have, like Rocky said, you don't let an animal in a trap suffering it in its anguish,
yeah,
then fucking bring it onto a bar,
yeah,
because you're a sadistic fuck.
Yeah.
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 And it's not the first time this motherfucker
no,
did something like that.
You
I
know.
Can guarantee
I know I read that article on it, and I read some other articles that came from other different sources and stuff, and the guy's a real shit bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine.
You know,
way too more.
That's why I say that's why I said beat him unconscious and then take him to jail.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? Again, give it 48 hours more, you're gonna see a lot more shit on this fuckhead.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because some journalists is, again, it was sealed. Right, because the case was but no,
sealed?
Yeah, remember it was just cited that this happened, but no, apparently it got out. Someone dug it up enough to find out who the fuck it was.
There you go.
Wait, now that they know who it was, today's fucking Monday.
And animal rights.
You
animal
wait
rights
till Friday.
Yeah.
And all the shit that guy's ever done, cheated on a math test when he was fucking second grade.
Man.
So, something you have to look at is how long did it take before somebody said anything while he was doing all this shit? Because you have a lot of people who like that stuff. Okay.
Right.
We have a lot of evil minded people.
Right. Or actually are just too afraid to say anything because it's
that
like, well,
too.
At least, you know, yeah. At least it's the raccoon and me, or didn't have the balls enough. So again, thank God that it you know, like Rocky, you'd say.
I'd report him in a heartbeat because I'm involved in the wildlife, and you know, I would report him as a poacher or animal abuser. I mean, PETA could have a field day on him. And one other thing, the federal game wardens haven't done anything yet. Takes them a while.
That's true.
They can screw him over for life.
Wait till the IRS gets a hold of him.
Well, IRS won't really do a whole hell of a lot to him, but the federal game laws on wolves, even though a state has an open season, they're still protected. And the federal come in and they can really fucking hammer down on people over stuff. They did on me on a accidental capture of an eagle that got underneath an area where I was at and got caught in a trap. And they fined me, but they could have sent me to jail for 10 years with a $10,000 fine.
Damn.
But they said, yeah, we understand it crawled underneath this bank and got into a burrow and got caught. So we're just going to hit you with a migratory bird infraction, which is $300, you know, but that's as far as it went. I didn't go to jail or nothing, didn't have to go to court. But there's people out there that do this stuff, and it takes the people to stand up and say, hey, I know somebody who did this. So, you know, you call your poaching number for your state wildlife, and they'll take your anonymous phone call, and they will send somebody out there, and they'll do a damn ATF raid on your house looking for anything and everything to find out if you have any of them.
Good.
They'll find something.
That's good.
Yeah, they'll find something. But the thing of it is people have to get involved to stop this crap.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I mean, I hate wolves to the point to where they get in there and they kill a lot of things, but they have a place in the ecosystem, even though they're Canadian wolves.
And there's also the whole, just again,
The cruelty.
End it. You know, don't, you know, you're fucking duct taping it, you're crating it around like it's a fucking,
Yeah.
It's something. I think it's like you said,
you're
Rocky.
You're a sadistic fuck.
Yeah, you're sadistic, but it takes people with a level of ethics, people who have a conscience to actually speak out, which it really seems like there are a lot of people in a lot of organizations who have massive consciences, actually calling out on him being punished more severely.
Yeah, and it will.
I still think PETA will get involved in it, and you know how they are.
PETA's got pretty long fucking paws, if you ask me.
There you go. I hope they do get involved.
Humane Society can get involved in. I mean, a lot of different organizations can get involved in it. We have 1,000 organizations just on wildlife, and the people who commit basically crimes against wildlife. There's all kinds of organizations out there, and I'd like to see them all get on him and literally bankrupt his ass to be in the street man.
Yep.
There you go. Oh man, it's just something. I'm at the very least, of course, it's heartbreaking to see that picture. That picture just tears my heart out. But then I'm just so happy to see that. Okay, it came out, and now people are calling on. Okay, we can't accept this. This is not enough.
Yeah,
right. And again, it's now that the cat's out of the bag, this motherfucker's life is over. Hopefully.
Oh yes.
It's not all over.
Not literally, but hopefully, exactly. Hopefully he'll do that to himself.
Oh, wow.
What?
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you, but still, it's something. It is really something.
Maybe he'll have a bad traffic accident somewhere.
You know what?
Off a bridge.
Are you planning something, Rocky?
But you know, it's pretty easy. In my book, it's not pretty easy. It's you don't have to have much brains to know how this story is going to end, because one, he took a picture with this wolf with his, you know,
posted on social media. The whole damn world sees it.
Well, it's and his mouth was duct taped shut. But yeah. you know what I saw? Because it's the whole, yeah, I'm going to make sure this motherfucker never sees the light of day. Even if you can't get him on any other charge with the wolves and everything like that, he was holding a can of booze. So
yep.
Where did the incident take place? But yet behind a bar. I'm sure it was at a bar. He drove there in a car or a snowmobile. So it's just a matter of a few weeks.
Was it drunk driving?
Get him a drunk driving.
Yeah.
Make sure his blood alcohol level is insanely high to where a judge who don't go for that shit. And then maybe toss his car, see what other kind of shit he has in there.
And something else you have to think about too is he's
for beginners.
But something else you have to think about too is he employed, and is the boss pissed off at him?
Right, gainfully employed. Yeah, I doubt it.
Man, just wow.
I mean, there was a woman who lost a 6-figure job that she worked at because she kicked her dog and put it on social media.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she lost her job, a 6-figure job. Well, and now she's bitching because she doesn't have any money.
That's just like the lady here. The black guy, was literally in Central Park bird watching.
Yes, literally watching. He was watching birds.
He was, again, he goes, I'm a nerd bird watcher. He goes, I'm embarrassed over that I'm a 6'4". You know, he looks like he could fuck you up. He goes, yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm a nerd like that. This lady is walking her dog. He's minding his own business. And she basically is telling him, look, you better, my dog's barking at you. You better get out of here. And he's like, why? I'm not doing anything. And he actually had the frame of mind, or he was taping at the time already, and she didn't know it. And all the cops have to know is that I'm a white woman and you're a black woman. And she literally got on the phone, called 911, made the call that he was being threatening. And like the cops came, long story short, she'd worked for, and it, like you said, an investment banker or whatever.
But she lost her job
because of this, that, the other thing. He got a TV show out of it from National Geographic, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. I'm sure we could find
him. I'm trying to remember, but yeah, he's a man of color, six foot something.
He's a big dude, but he has his own TV show now. I think
about watching birds. Yeah.
something you have to understand though is social media. People put so much crap out there that shouldn't be on social media. Like, what are you eating? How you treat your kids? What you do on your off time, speeding down the highway, trying to pass as many cars as you can. And then they wonder why they get in trouble.
Yeah.
But you know, again, people don't use it for what it's supposed to be for.
Man, just wow. Oh, thanks for liking the show, Chuck.
Yeah. Just like that one, like I said, that one picture with him, with the wolf. Okay.
Yeah.
He's holding a beer. Okay. It was, the incident happened at a bar. How quickly do you think it's going to take for other people to fucking start throwing charges on him about something?
There's already shit on Twitter. People want to basically lynch him. I mean,
that's not. I mean,
it's all over. It's all over the world. I haven't contacted my friend over in the Netherlands to see if he'd seen it yet.
But lynching, that's not good because that's too quick.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying some of these people are so mad they would probably lynch him if they found him.
I agree. I agree, Rocket. But I'm saying lynching is too quick, I think.
It's not going to solve it either.
But, and again, I just think
there's a lot of people out there doing this crap. He just happened to get caught because he wanted to be a social media superstar for a moment.
How horrifying.
He was.
All right, we're going to go eat dinner.
But it was great getting to catch up with you, Rocky.
Yes.
Yeah, I finally have a little bit of downtime here.
All right.
Glad you did, but all right, we'll be back on, what do you think, tomorrow again, maybe?
Tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, tomorrow or Friday. It's going to be one or the other, but okay, we'll catch you all then.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for having it. Be